Thank you for how you've been giving, and thank you for how you've been going outside these doors and around the world to tell the next generation. I love that. So my hope is to give you like a little taste this morning of how we've been able to see God at work around the world. We get a front row seat to see God at work. Now, sometimes when we open Facebook, we talked about Facebook earlier this morning with somebody, turn on the news, whatever, it looks like it's bad. It's changing lives, bringing more and more and more people into this family. That is worth getting excited about. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the Church of the Nazarene, again, we are missionaries with the Church of the Nazarene. As a church, our global motto, go ahead and show us the next one. Our global mission statement is to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. And we get this right from the Gospels. In Matthew chapter 28, right at the end, Jesus has been crucified. Jesus has been resurrected. The disciples are together, and Jesus is with them, addressing them, and giving them their final instructions. Jesus says to the disciples, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." Jesus gave the disciples a job. Go into all the world and make disciples. Those disciples then made disciples who they sent into all the world, who then made disciples and sent them out all the way down to us. And so now Jesus is saying the same thing to us. Go into all the world and make disciples. In our church, I am so proud of our church. We have made that job our entire mission. So whether we're doing tech, whether we're doing accounting, whether we're doing teaching, the whole purpose is to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. And I am here to tell you that our church, the church that you've been praying for, the church that you have been supporting, is actually doing a pretty good job of that. We just had some global meetings, and I got to hear some amazing stats that kind of even blew my mind. We have over 500 missionaries as part of our missionary staff, and those missionaries are from 64 countries. So we have gone, made disciples. Those disciples are now being sent out into all the world. The work, God is at work in the world, and He's inviting us to join Him. Now, in the Church of the Nazarene, we have over 30,000 established churches because you have been praying and giving and going. And that doesn't include the mission stations and other church plant things that are going on around the world. Over 30,000 churches. We have over 30,000 trained pastors all sent out into the world. That doesn't include those who are using their engineering skills, art skills, math skills, also to make disciples in the world. We have 51 schools around the world. We have 2.5 million church members around the world. That doesn't include people who are not members and just attending. This is a global church, and we are all together doing what God has called us to do to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. Now, my job in the church is a little unique. I get to use my tech skills to help the church make Christ-like disciples in the nations. And so I do get to be very, very nerdy. And for those of you not nerdy, just give me one sec and I'll get it out of my system and then we'll be okay. We have this whole virtualized server infrastructure, which I get to be part of the management team on that, where we host email, we host web hosting, voice over IP systems. We get to do all of that stuff. Plus, the other side of my job is I get to recruit tech work and witness teams. Technology is incredibly needed all around the world for us to do what God is calling us to do. So I'm always on the lookout for people who want to use their tech skills on the mission field. So I say to all of you, send me your nerds. If you know anybody that loves to do networking, Wi-Fi stuff, anything, I would love to talk to them, because tech is kind of core to how we make disciples in the world. Now you say, that is a weird overstatement. And maybe. But From the very beginning, from the time of Jesus, people come to Christ, they're discipled face to face. We understand that. But then when we send somebody out, it takes technology to continue discipling, mentoring, and training them at a distance. And again, this has been true from our earliest days. Think about Paul and Timothy. Paul led Timothy to Christ. Paul then discipled, mentored, trained Timothy, and sent him out. How did he continue to disciple him at a distance? He used the technology of the day. He used letters to continue to disciple him. Today we're doing the same thing. We send people out, but we need to continue mentoring and training them, and we use Zoom. We use Teams. We use other technology tools to do that. Now, if this church is like a lot of our churches around the world and offices, when the technology shuts down, it's like everything stops. Now, look at this place. Look how much technology it takes to just keep this running. When the technology stops, Kramer, it's kind of rough. It's that little moment when your heart kind of freaks out a little bit when everything stops working. Me and my team, we get to come in, bring it back online, get it working again. We get to use our nerd skills to help make disciples in the nations. Now, I'm looking at the time, looking at my notes. I have to look at my notes, otherwise I'll just keep talking all day. Daryl knows talking is one of my skills. So I got to rein it in a little bit. Now, when God sends his people out, he doesn't send us out empty-handed. He sends us out with gifts and skills. Now, this may sound a little odd, but I wholeheartedly believe that whatever your job skills are, whatever your hobbies are, whatever you're passionate about, these are gifts from God that people, and God is working through those to reach others. And I believe that God has gifted each and every one of us and is sending us out. Now, you may think that, well, that's kind of a weird thing to say, but in Global IT, we have a passage that we use as kind of our motto, and it comes from 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter 4, starting with verse 8, it says this: "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Whatever your skills, whatever your hobbies, we need to allow God to work in us and through those to reach this world that God loves. And we are being sent. Now again, our gift is technology. We like the nerdy stuff, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the places we've been able to serve, because it is fun. And I know Daryl's just smiling and laughing at me, but we enjoy what we get to do for the kingdom, because these are the ways that God has shaped us and gifted us. And again, I believe each of us have these gifts where God is calling us to serve. So one of the great places we've been able to serve, if you'll show us, has been in Guatemala. In Coban, Guatemala, we have the Instituto Biblico, and it has been there for 100 years, training, leading pastors, leaders, mentoring people, and sending them out. When we got there, there up in the upper right-hand corner was an office that had a little router, and that was the only place in the entire campus where the pastors and leaders could go and, you know, access their email or do online classes or anything else. And it was slow. It was problematic. And so we were invited to come in and help install campus-wide Wi-Fi and get everything up to speed there. Now, this place is a... Go back one more. This place is a really cool place. And like I said, they've been training leaders for the last 100 years. But are you familiar with alabaster offering? Daryl, do you guys do alabaster offerings here? Yeah? So you understand that concept. You bring your loose change, all of that. You bring it in, and then that's sent off to build buildings. This is the very first building ever built with alabaster funds in the 40s. And it's still there, and it's still making a difference in this community. Pastor Gregorio has been the leader there since 2020. And through his leadership, he has motivated his district, his region there, and his leaders to change the way that they think about discipleship. He sent all of his professors and staff out to each of the churches, and this area has a ton of churches. Just around here are 225 churches making a difference, and they're all planting more churches. There are churches that plant churches that plant churches. It is so cool. And Gregorio and his team went out and said, who's coming to Christ that needs to be developed into leadership? Who do you see that has the gift of the Spirit that can become a leader in your church? Send them to us. We'll train them. We'll feed them. And we will give them back to you trained and mentored so that you can send them out. And through that plan, through that visionary leadership to go and ask and to seek out those who need to be trained, from 2020 to 2021, the school grew 100%. Well, the next year, they grew by 50%. The year that we were there, they had grown by 60% the year before. They are training more and more and more leaders, and they needed the technology to be able to continue to do what God is calling them to do. So our team came in, our wonderfully nerdy team. We ran a ton of wires in these buildings and all around campus, put up Wi-Fi access point, put in some point-to-points, had some very, very long and awkward cable runs. Show us the next one. Sometimes we had to climb up some really sketchy ladders. That's not me up on the top of that one, but my life flashed before my eyes once on that ladder. That was terrifying. Next one. This one is actually one of Reese's very good friends. He's up on the ladder there, and he has an incredible fear of spiders. And let me tell you, there were some massive spiders up under that eave there. And he pushed through his fear, so proud of him, pushed through his fear, ran some cable up into there. And today, because he faced his spider fear, because we ran cable, we're able, when we left, to go from the very front gate all the way to the back of the campus on a Zoom video call without it dropping or stuttering once, just front to the back. Entire campus has Wi-Fi, and the professors are able to do online classes. They're able to email with their students. The students are able to do online research. They're able to stay in touch with their families, all because a group of nerdy folks use their Wi-Fi skills for the kingdom. Now, I want to tell you, we are not unique, though. Yes, we love what we get to do, but again, God has given each of us these gifts. And he wants to work in us to bring healing and then work through us, through our gifts, through our skills, to reach this world. Now, we don't do anything we do for the sake of just Wi-Fi. Like, I could get all excited about the nerdy, but that's secondary. These are just tools that God uses to reach around the world to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. And again, I want to say to each of you, thank you. We are able to do what we've been able to do because you have been praying, because you have been giving, and you have been going. You haven't known our names, you haven't known our faces, but you've been praying for missionaries. You've been praying for the work that God has been doing around the world. I can't tell you what it means to us to know that we have brothers and sisters in Christ who may not even know us, but have been praying for us and supporting us. So again, I want to say thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Now, I do love the work that we get to do, and I do have a request for you. I asked before, but I'll say it again. Send us your tech folks. If you have anybody that knows how to do tech stuff, we would love to take them with us on Tech Work and Witness projects. We have upcoming projects in the Dominican Republic, Malawi, in Africa, Indonesia, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, and then some more that I can't remember right at this sec. So we need people who want to go use their skills and to go into all the worlds. We also need people who will pray for us, for our teams, for our safety as we're going. And we are really in need of folks who would give to this ministry. With the projects we have coming up, we've worked it out. We need between $18,000 and $20,000 per year for equipment and for ministry expenses as we go. So if you are interested in either praying, giving, or going for our projects, we would love to talk to you after the service at the buffet. Is that what you called it? All right, we're going to the buffet. Go ahead and show us the next one if you would. I have an entire stack of cards that I would love to give to you, and they are sitting right on my nightstand at home. So take a picture of that, and remember to pray for us. And then again, talk to us. We would love to talk about praying, giving, or going. Again, though, I think it is incredibly important that you don't just look at us and say, it is great that God is letting them go do that stuff. They get to go do that. I'm here to tell you, and not put pressure, but to say, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are all being sent. We are all being sent. Some of us are sent overseas, but all of us are being sent outside these doors, across the street, because there are people there who God loves. And this family, this amazing family that we have, it needs to grow. It needs to continue to grow, invite more and more and more people in. Now, we have seen God work through a sewing ministry to grow the church. We've seen God work through a Tupperware ministry. That was weird. And God used that to grow the church. We have seen God work through a hiking ministry to grow the church in an amazing way. People, the couple that were just so passionate about hiking, they would invite their neighbors, they'd invite anyone they see. We're going to go on a 10-mile hike this Saturday. Come on with us. Go out on their hike. Have a Bible study together in the woods. Lead people to Christ, disciple people, and then they'd walk back rejoicing. We have some friends that their ministry is called Dirt Church. They have a church service out where they mountain bike. They invite their mountain biking friends to Dirt Church. Whatever your gift, whatever your skill, whatever your hobby it is, these are gifts from God, and He wants to work through them. Now, one more picture ahead. This is just an illustration of that. So this is several years ago. I had a project in Argentina. I was speaking in Eugene, Oregon, at a church. And after the service, one of the guys, his name was Dale, came up to me and he said, but if you feel that God is calling you to go, then come. Who am I to stand in the way of what God is guiding you to do? So please come with us. Got the team together, got the funds raised. We got on the plane, flew to Argentina. We landed, got in the car, drove to the seminary. And when we pulled up in front of the seminary, the president of the seminary, his name is Jorge, came out to greet us. And he said, I'd like to give you guys a tour of the grounds just so you can see what you're doing. So we walk in the front doors of the seminary, and right off the bat, right here on the wall, stay where you're at, were wires sticking out of the floor. I thought, all right, that's interesting. We walk into an office, wires sticking out of the wall. And I thought, I wonder where that goes. Go into another office, again, more cables sticking out, and I'm starting to get that little panic feeling. We have a week to do what we need to do, and that does not include rewiring this entire campus. And so I said to Jorge, hey, where are the plans for the building? He said, what plans? And I said, you know, the ones that show where the wires go and things. He said, Oh, there are no plants. This building was built over the course of 6 years by work and witness teams, and there are no plants. And I said, oh my. My stress level is coming up here as we're walking through. We keep walking through the building, more wires sticking out everywhere. We come into the library, and Jorge leads us to the back of the library, to the back wall, and there's a whiteboard leaning against the wall. He slid the whiteboard out of the way, and out of the wall, it looks like spaghetti's just pouring out of the wall, all the wires from all around this entire campus, and I'm standing there freaking out. Just honestly, just kind of like, I don't know how we're gonna deal with this. Dale, smile clear across his face, pushes me out of the way and said, this is why I'm here. I got this. You guys go do your stuff. This is mine. He pulled tools out of his bag. I'd never seen a tone tool work like he had before. He starts toning all these wires, finds out where they go in the entire campus, hooks it up to the patch panel, hooks it up to the switch. Today, professors are giving online classes. They're having discipleship, one-on-one Zoom meetings with students all over South America. Students are able to take online classes. They're able to stay in touch with their families, all because Dale used his gift of wiring for the kingdom. Now, whatever your gift, whatever your hobby, I believe these are gifts from God. He wants to work in us to bring healing and then work through us to reach this world. Now, I remember very clearly when I was younger and sitting on the other side of this conversation, when I was sitting in the pew, and I remember thinking, yeah, but you're a missionary. You're like super spiritual and all that. And your life is all put together and you're perfect. And I'm not there. So God cannot be calling me. For people who think like that, if that's where you're at this morning, I want to show you this picture. Can we go forward to the yellow building one again. There's a second one. Moorhead. Nope. Sorry, to almost the end. That's the one. So, this is an amazing team. Each of us on this team have come through some things. Two to the left of Gregorio in the middle there is Merlin. The year before this, Merlin's 75 years old, lost his wife, and he was really struggling on this project. But we got to watch, we had a front row seat to watch God work in Merlin's life. And through that scar of losing his wife, he was able to interact with some of our other team members and some of the local staff in ways that I've never seen God work before. It was beautiful how God worked through that guy to say words that I didn't have the depth to say. Two to the right of Gregorio is Seth. The year before we were there, Seth got saved in a rehab place. He'd come out of prison into rehab, and God got a hold of this guy's life and turned it around. And God worked in and through Seth there to make this project happen. Whatever your background, whatever your skill, whatever your scars, I believe that God wants to work in and through each one of those things. Then up there, we have that missionary couple. Go ahead and go to the next picture if you would. So this is our herd, again. We have Liseo, who is 28. In the back, we have Jesse. He is 25. His wife, Lauren's there with him. Then we have Kaylin in the yellow. She's 22. We have Haley, who's 22. We have Logan in the back, who is 20. And we have Hannah, who is 18 there. Amazing crew, amazing herd, love them. You hear me say all that and you think, oh, you guys have twins. Yes and no. Haley and Kaylin are 3 weeks apart. They are stepsisters. We have navigated the absolute hellishness of divorce, and know and still carry those scars with us to this day. Logan, in the back, is an identical twin, and when we got married, just a few months after we got married, his identical twin brother Luke passed away after a five-year battle with cancer. So we know what it's like to feel so broken that maybe God doesn't have any use for me anymore. But I want to tell you that God has worked in us to bring healing in ways that I never expected. And then God has worked through even those scars to have conversations that I could have never had before. And we've seen God's grace flow in and through us to speak to people that we could have never really spoken to before. Again, I want to say, whatever your skills are, or whatever your scars are, God is calling and God is sending. He wants to work in us to bring healing and then work through us to reach this world that He loves so much. God loves the world so much He sent His Son, and now His Son is sending us, not empty-handed, but to work through our skills and even our scars to reach the world. You don't have to be a tech. You don't even have to have the title of missionary to be sent. We are all disciples of Jesus Christ, and we are all being sent. I know I have talked a lot about technology stuff, because that's, again, my passion. What is your passion? What is the gift that God has given you that He wants to work through that? There is a place here, there's a place around the world where God wants to work in and through each of us to reach the world. Regardless of our health status, regardless of our age, we can pray, we can give, we can go together. In closing, I want to say again, thank you. Because you have been praying, you have been giving, and you have been going. And I want to say, keep it up. Keep it up. Because God is at work, and He is calling people into this family. So if you want to talk about tech stuff, we're going to be at the buffet. If you want to talk about praying, giving, or going with our ministry, we'd love to talk to you about that. But I want you to pray and think now seriously about your faith promise giving for this day. Daryl's going to come talk to us about that in a minute. Come on up, Daryl. But ask the Lord, how can I today make a difference? I'm going to close in prayer, and then it's all yours. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for how you have brought healing in our lives and in the lives of everyone here. Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes and help us to see our neighbors the way that you see them. Help us to love our neighbors the way that you love them. Guide our hands, our feet, our wallets, our hearts, our minds. Lord, help us to do what you're calling us to do. We love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, church family, thank you so much for watching this video. We hope that God is inspiring you and working in your life. If so, make sure you send this video to a friend so that they can be impacted by the good news of the gospel as well. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel so that you don't miss a single video. And as always, we hope that God is continuing to work and move in your life. Thanks again for watching. God bless.